You're watching the top five. Moving on, Egypt's military-backed government has delayed a referendum on the constitution without giving a reason for it. Interim Prime Minister Hazem al-Biblawi says he expects the referendum to be held in the second half of January, not next month, as previously expected. The new constitution, now being drafted, is expected to curb the influence of Islamic laws and ease a ban on Mubarak-era officials to run for office. The interim government was installed after the army ousted the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in July. Since then, Egypt has been the scene of rowdy protests, mostly against the military. Security forces have frequently clashed with Morsi supporters. Mohamed Chalabi is our correspondent with us now live from Cairo. Mohamed, tell us about this referendum on the constitution, how this constitution has been controversial, and what are the reasons cited for this delay in a referendum?
Well, Omam, no reasons were given for the delay. And you know what? There's actually a possibility of another delay, because we've heard the spokesman for the Higher Electoral Committee saying that what the interim premier talked about is just an expectation. And we heard yesterday from Councillor Nabil Salib, who's the head of the Higher Electoral Committee, saying that it would take him at least a month to prepare for the referendum after he receives the final draft constitution, after voting takes place within the constituent panel that was appointed by the army-appointed president, according to the roadmap imposed by the army following the overthrow of former President Mohamed Morsi. But the date is really controversial, and there is speculation that there is an attempt here by the interim authorities to make this coincide with the celebrations and the commemoration of the third anniversary of the 25th of January People's Revolution that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, where huge anti-coup protests are expected to take place in Egypt, and where many observers believe that there will be a rejoining of forces between the Islamic stream activists, the supporters of the Brotherhood, the supporters of Morsi, and other Islamic stream activists, along with the secular ones like the 6th of April or the revolutionary socialists who went out in big numbers on the second anniversary of the Mohammed Mahmoud massacre on the 19th of November. And this is why we've had this protest law ratified yesterday, Homa, here, that many fear is yet another attempt by the interim authorities to, between brackets, legalize further crackdown, not only against Morsi supporters, but against all anti-coup activists, Homa. There is fear that if the referendum takes place on that date announced by the interim minister, we could have another so-called camel battle where people will be out there on the streets demonstrating, commemorating the anniversary of the revolution and demonstrating against the coup, and others going out there to cast their ballots in a referendum. And you will likely have the security forces being granted the right of judicial arrest, and you have the protest law, and you have a so-called terror law being prepared that many fear is designed to target Islamic extreme activists and the Brotherhood specifically. So it could be a very fluid situation, a lot of uncertainty. It remains here, Homa, in a very complex situation.
Thank you very much. Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent with us there live from Cairo.